Hello, 103. How are you doing? Today we're looking at chapter 10, question number one. This is about as classic a mechanical question as you can get in economics. We've got an equation for a demand curve. We have an equation for a supply curve. These are market demands and market supplies. And we need to find the equilibrium price and the equilibrium quantity. So if you've taken grade 9 algebra, you'll know that you have two equations, two unknowns. We can just set them equal to one another, solve for the unknowns. So let's just go ahead and do that. We've got on our demand side, we've got a demand function that says 20,500 minus 250 times the price. So that's our demand. We're going to set that equal to the supply, which is 5,000. Plus 100p, okay? So this just says demand equals supply. That's going to be the equilibrium condition. So we're gonna find the equilibrium price. We now have one equation with one unknown, p. So now we just solve for p. So we say, well, we can bring this 250 over to that side. So we're going to get 350p is equal to, we can subtract the 5,000 off of that side, so we're going to get 15,500. And now we can divide by the 350. So what's the equilibrium price? The equilibrium price is 15,500 divided by 350. And that turns out to equal the two decimal places, 44.28 $44.28. Now, how do I figure out what the quantity is? I figure out the quantity by taking this price and I plug it into either here or I can plug it into there. It doesn't matter because the demand curve and supply curve are equal at that point. I can plug it into each one. So if I plug it into there, I get 100 times that, which is 4,428 plus 5,000. So that tells me that my Q star is equal to 9,428, okay? Now, I could also graph these two things, might as well. Oh, I was supposed to graph. The question said I was supposed to graph them. There you go. Wasn't paying attention to my own question. So here we've got the quantity of chickens on that axis. Here we've got the price on that axis. If we're gonna graph the demand curve, if P is zero, then quantity is 20,500. So we have 20,500. There's our horizontal intercept for the demand curve. If Q is zero, then we can solve for P, and P is going to equal $82. So I just set Q equal to zero, solve for P, and what do I get here? See if I can draw a straight line. There's my demand curve. Now my supply curve has a horizontal intercept of 5,000. Slope of 100, so it's going to look something like that. There's my supply curve, and so there's our price of 44.28, and there's our quantity of 9,428. Okay. Now, suppose a quota comes along. A quota is where the state comes along and says, you're not allowed to produce more than a certain quantity. And the quantity of chickens that has been chosen is 4,000. So that 4,000 doesn't depend on the price. And so the quota is like having a supply curve that's just vertical. There's our S bar equal to 4,000. So now I want to set my, to find this new price here. How do I find the new price? To find that new price, I have to set my demand curve, 20,500 minus 250p equal to 4,000. So it's the same rule, to set demand equal to supply. And now my price, so minus 250, is going to equal to minus, what's that? That's going to be 16,500. The minus signs cancel. I divide by that. P is equal to 16,000 divided by 250. That's 66. And so there's my price. What will be the new equilibrium price at 60.60? What's the loss to consumers? What do consumers lose? Well, at the old price of $44, their consumer surplus was everything above that price and below the demand curve. It was this big triangle. Now with the quota in, the price has risen and their consumer surplus is just this little triangle. So consumers lose that area plus this area. That's just a square and a triangle. And if we calculate the area of that square and triangle, which I did, it equals to $145,849 plus some pennies. What's that net gain to producers? Well, producers, what do they get? Producers pick up this extra area here in terms of revenue. Producers get this. They're not able to capture this deadweight loss because this triangle here is the loss of consumer surplus from not having 5,428 chickens. So what's the area? What's this green area? The area that green is the area. The green area is 86,880, I think. Okay, notice that the amount that the sellers gain is smaller than the loss to consumers. Every producer that gets to produce chickens loves the quota, right? It's worth a lot of money to them. But it damages, there's a net loss to society because the consumers are hurt by more than the producers gain. Why would we put up with something like this? Well, this $86,000 is concentrated among a very small number of chicken producers, whereas this loss is spread across millions of consumers. So every consumer might be worse off by a dollar. It's not worth their time to really worry about it. Whereas individual chicken quota holders might be better off by millions of dollars. And so they effectively want to lobby for it.